Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, December 6, 2013, and today we are talking about realignment in the Middle East, the reforming of old alliances into new alliances. Today's friend is yesterday's enemy and so forth. That means the U.S. Deal with Iran has affected alignment across the Middle East. The U.S., Russia, China, England, France, and Germany made a deal, as you know, with Iran. Why did Iran suddenly change its mind? And why did the U.S. suddenly change its mind after decades of constant threats, intimidation, and so forth? This agreement should be examined, and we will do so today in light of the petrodollar system, which was first negotiated in 1973 by Secretary of State Henry Kissinger for the Nixon administration. With the U.S. coming off the gold standard in 1971, the Bretton Woods Agreement, making the U.S. the world's financial standard, which had existed since 1944, ended. The U.S. had Vietnam bills to pay and Great Society bills to pay and not enough gold to pay them, so it essentially defaulted by going off the gold standard. Henry Kissinger and the Nixon administration were in desperate need of a replacement. The term petrodollar means the dollars that other countries use to purchase oil on the world market. It is an agreement between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia that the U.S. military would guarantee the security of the Saud family in its running of Arabia and protect the Saudi oil fields. In return, the Saudis agreed to price oil in dollars and to manage and stabilize the dollar price of oil, to deposit its dollars received for oil in the banking system of the world, where they would provide international lending by large banks, thus spurring development around the world. The petrodollar system seems to be in serious jeopardy right now for a couple of reasons. Number one, the U.S. debt has caused it to print trillions of dollars in an effort to create inflation and make it easier to manage its debt. That devalues every dollar the Saudis receive for their oil. That's reason number one. Number two, the Iran agreement. Arch enemy of the Saudis, Iran, back into leadership in the Middle East all of a sudden. The agreement does not prevent Iran's developing nuclear weapons, but instead smooths the way toward Iran gradually over time becoming nuclear capable. The Saudis view this as a backstabbing gesture and have taken steps to form a new alliance among Saudi Arabia, Israel, Egypt, and Russia. This alliance could be the beginning of a diminished role in the world for the U.S. dollar, as the new alliance will have no reason to use dollars as they continue to lose their value through U.S. money printing. The Saudis can get conventional military support that they used to get from America, from Russia. They can get nuclear weapons technology from Pakistan, as well as intelligence from Israel. So the U.S., with its arrangement, chose to abandon longtime allies Egypt, which it cut off aid to early this year, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, by siding with Iran in this dispute and bringing Iran to the forefront of nations. The Obama administration must see Iran as a possible replacement for Saudi oil and as a much bigger market for U.S. energy technology, as Iran once again becomes a player, not just in the region, but in the world. Is this a good idea? Well, time will tell, folks. But this is the way I see it. If there was no foreign aid, if there was full development of U.S. energy resources with full trade and energy with friendly nations like Canada, plus militarily minding our own business, it wouldn't be a problem. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, December 6, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.